Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh? Straight up. Basic question, especially if you have yard site. People often, there's a 1 out of 30 chance, I guess, that a person has yard site on Rosh Chodesh, 1 out of 29, 1 out of 15 almost, right? Whatever the odds, you can figure out the odds exactly. A mathematician, person's going to have yard site on Rosh Chodesh. Are you allowed, minhag is to fast on Rosh Chodesh, minhag is to fast on yard site. Are you allowed to fast if yard site is on Rosh Chodesh? So, the Gemara in Tainus is a very cryptic Gemara. And it's quotes from Megillus Tainus, which is a compilation of Tanaic Brisish sources, or which is really in the Sefer called Megillus Tainus, which says certain days are now to fast. The Brisus quotes Megillus Tainus, and it says these days are now to fast from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan. Why? Because there was a whole fight with the Tzedukim about if the Tumid is supposed to be brought from personal funds or communal funds. Fine, and then they established that it was supposed to be brought on by communal funds, and therefore they said, you're not allowed to fast, these days are Yom Tovim, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan. Says the Gemara, obvious question, why do you need to say that it's usher to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan until 8th day of Nisan? Just say, from the 2nd day of Nisan to the 8th day of Nisan. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast anyway. Forget about some book called Megillus Tainus. You're not allowed to fast, says the Gemara, at all, because it's Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, oh yeah? Well, what about, you know why we need Megillus Tainus? To tell you you're not allowed to even fast the day before these 8 days. Meaning, a day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're also not allowed to fast. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Even if Rosh Chodesh by itself, you're not allowed, shouldn't be allowed to fast the day before as well. What's the difference between Megillus Tainus or regular Rosh Chodesh? Says the Gemara, well, let me explain to you. Rosh Chodesh, it's usher to fast the Araisa. Yeah? Megillus Tainus is only a Derabbanan. Since it's Derabbanan, the rabbis had to institute to make sure that you keep it Derabbanans even the day before. So in other words, they said the last day of Adar, you're not allowed to fast either, and the first 8 days of Nisan. If it would have only just said Rosh Chodesh by itself, it would only be usher to fast on Rosh Chodesh. There's no Indian, since Rosh Chodesh is the Araisa, you're not allowed to fast, what would be the point of adding a day before? So says the Gemara, it comes out very clearly that forgetting about Megillus Tainus, it is usher to fast on Rosh Chodesh, mi de Araisa. What's the Araisa of Rosh Chodesh to fast on Rosh Chodesh? No, what's the source of that? Because the Pasuk says that Rosh Chodesh is called Moed. And since it's a Moed, therefore what? I guess you're not allowed to fast Mid-Araisa. So this comes out from this Gemara, you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Chodesh Mid-Araisa. Forget about Megillus Tainus, nice book that says some days you're not allowed to fast on. Great, Megillus Tainus doesn't even exist nowadays. Fine, doesn't make a difference. Mid-Araisa, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Comes on the Rambam, he paskins. Halacha l'maaseh, are you allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh? No, because why not? It's the Araisa, it says Moed. Nothing to do with Megillus Tainus, whether it exists or not exists. The fact is, Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, is the Araisa, you're not allowed to fast. Yeah.
But we're talking about like an individual fasting, not necessarily a fever. So most cases, it's like a time alone, where wouldn't it even like override
It would not override, no, because if it's Doraisa, it's called a Moed. You can't have a Tainus Chalom on Sukkis, so you shouldn't be allowed to have it on.
If you have your Gepheth Khan, that's what you get. You've been serious. If you have like a bad dream on Yom Tov,
right,
you don't go in sincere. Gepheth Khan gets rid of that thing.
I thought the whole point of Gepheth Khan is in place of it, meaning you can't have a Tainus Chalom, so you have no other choice than to get rid of it, no? So I don't think that if you don't do Berachas Kohanim, you're allowed to fast because it's Moed. You're not allowed to fast. That was my understanding. I don't know how you would stem this Gemara. Here it says that it's a Moed, Midoraisa, you're not allowed to fast. That's what the Rambam says. Therefore, nowadays, you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Chodesh. I'm not sure. If you find me a source, that show me. But my understanding was that Yom Tov, you can't fast. Surely now Rosh Chodesh, you also can't fast because it's called a Moed as well. Comes along Rabbeinu Yerucham and says something wild. He says, the source of not fasting on Rosh Chodesh is from Megillus Tainus. It's not the Araisa. It's from Megillus Tainus. Okay. Since we don't have this book of Megillas Tainis is a whole slew of days that you're not able to fast. I think one of them is my birthday. I think Tes Adar. I think that was when like Beishamim, Beisilvan, their fights. I just remember that. I was thinking. And I think it's one of those little days listed. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, it sometimes mentions some of these days. But some days, there's a whole slew of dates you're not able to fast on, right? Some days are good, some days are bad, some days are bad, some days. There's a whole list. We don't follow this list at all for anything anymore. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, since Megillas Tainis doesn't exist anymore, and the whole source of not fasting on Rosh Chodesh was from Megillas Tainis. Guess what? Fast to your heart's content, says Rabbeinu Yerucham on Rosh Chodesh. Not a problem, Bizman Hazeh. So Shita number one is it's Daraisa, it's Usher to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Shita number two is, yeah, totally you could fast on Rosh Chodesh nowadays because it was all from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis doesn't exist anymore. Comes along Tosfos and has a Pishara, has a compromise Shita. Yes, the source is from Megillas Tainis. It's not Daraisa, but Tosfos says that for Chanukah and Purim and for Rosh Chodesh, which are all sourced in Megillas Tainis, he says, Vadai lo butla Megillas Tainis. So yes, Megillas Tainis is butla for all of other lists that they have there, except for three things. Chanukah still exists, obviously. Purim still exists. And Rosh Chodesh still exists. You're not allowed to fast on those days, because even though it's the source is Megillas Tainis, and Megillas Tainis doesn't exist anymore, we don't follow that. Still, for these three things, it does occur. So therefore, one Shita says, it's usher to fast on Rosh Chodesh Daraisa. One Shita says, you're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. One Shita says, it's only the Rabbanan you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh because of Megillas Tainis. But Megillas Tainis, even though it doesn't exist, still exists the Rabbanan for Rosh Chodesh. The obvious question is, let's talk about Rabbeinu Yerucham for a second. That's a pretty weird shita that you're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh now. Doesn't the Torah say moed? Hello, isn't Rosh Chodesh called a moed? And the Gemara even said it was Doraisa. So how do you get out of that? Hello, what are we going to do with this Rabbeinu Yerucham? Rabbeinu Yerucham seems to say that right now, if you want, you could fast on Rosh Chodesh. That's crazy. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. So what's the pshat? So the Aruch Haner says, you know what it means that it's a moed? It's a moed in the sense, what else is called a moed? The four fast days, we say, when the times of the Beis HaMikdash again, those fast days will become a moed again. What does it mean, a moed? Are you not going to do work on these moedim? Go try to tell your boss, yeah, not only do I miss all of October, but now I'm going to miss every single Rosh Chodesh for the rest of the year because it's a moed, and now I'm not going to work. That's not what it means, moed, says the Aruch Haner. You know what it means that it's called a moed? It means a moed in the sense that when the Beis HaMikdash will be returned, we'll have special karbanos on Rosh Chodesh, but not because it's like a fundamental moed, and therefore, bizman hazeh, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, it lost its moed status. That's how the Aruch Haner understands the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And therefore, nowadays, according to that, you would 100% be allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So now I ask you the question, how do you paskin? Shulchan Aruch says straight up, Rosh Chodesh Asur B'Tainis. Game over. Rosh Chodesh is Asur B'Tainis. So you take Rabbi Yerucham, knock him off completely. So definitely Shita number two doesn't exist anymore, Halach L'maisa. But now I ask you the question, okay, so it's Asur to fast on Rosh Chodesh nowadays, but is that D'Araisa or is that D'Rabbanan, and who cares? What's the Nafkamina, right? Is it D'Araisa or D'Rabbanan? Is it like that Rambam and the Gemara, which seems to say it was D'Araisa, or is it like a D'Rabbanan? What's the Nafkamina? So how about Nafkamina number one is if you make a Shavua that you're going to fast. In other words, you're have a yard site on Rosh Chodesh and you're so from, you say, oh, I'm so upset with the loss of the parent. I take a shvu upon myself. I'm always going to fast on his yard site. And now you say, whoops, I didn't realize the yard site is Rosh Chodesh. No, is your shvu binding or not? So you're not going to make a shvu to uproot a law in the Torah. If it's midaraisa, yeah. But if it's midarabanan, you can make a swear against the Durabbanan. It may not be the best thing to do, but it works. So your Shavua is binding. So the Nafkamina should be, if you make a Shavua, which goes against this, does it work or not? Now Shulchan Aruch addresses this. Shulchan Aruch says, straight up, Im Nishba Beferish, let's say you swear to fast on Rosh Chodesh, says Shulchan Aruch, Nirali Shechala Alav Shavua. The Shavua is Chal, it does take effect. Because it's only Durabbanan nowadays, the Isser to fast in Rosh Chodesh. But he says, according to the Rambam, it would be Daraisa, and therefore you would have problems. So basically, you have a big issue. if you could make a swear, if a person takes upon himself a shvuah, again, shvuah doesn't mean he like says, I swear. He just says, I take upon myself as a Kabbalah, you know, to fast on the Yahrzeit, and that could become like a shvuah. And therefore, is it chal or not? This would seem to be based upon this machlokas. Mishnah Berurah points out that even if you say it's daraisa, the shvuah could still be chal for other reasons, because even if it's daraisa, it's not mafurish in the Torah. Even if it's daraisa, you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Chodesh. It's because Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. It doesn't say in the Torah, thou shalt not fast on Rosh Chodesh. It just calls Rosh Chodesh a moed. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah suggests even if it's daraisa, maybe the shvuah would be chal as well, but that's a little bit outside the topic. Final issue is, or two more issues, what about Erev Rosh Chodesh? Yeah? Are you allowed to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh? If you say it's the Araisa, then you'd say, okay, the Gemara said it's the Araisa, it's only that day of Rosh Chodesh you're not allowed to fast. But if it's the Rabbanon, we said the Rabbanon Tzrichin Chizuk, in order to butt rest, in order to support the rabbi's laws, we made a rule, you're not even fast the day before. So maybe if you hold that it's the Rabbanon nowadays, you shouldn't even be allowed to fast the day before Rosh Chodesh. I tried, this was my own thought, couldn't find anyone who says that. In fact, everyone says the exact opposite of me. Everyone says that for sure nowadays, it's permitted to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, it's an Indian to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh. And that's a whole Kabbalistic reason, whatever, like Yom Kippur Katan, we try to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh as an order of, you know, to for the Pigima Salavana, because the Levana is small, so we fast, whatever the reasons are. It's beyond my pay grade. But the idea is that it is an Indian to our days to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't seem to fit with the Svara that it would be the Rabbanan. Final issue, what about a Chetzi fast? Tainus L'shos. You want to fast a 6-hour fast on Rosh Chodesh. Mutter or Aser? I don't know, you want to lose weight, like Feldstein said. No. So it's the whole Sukkot, you ate and ate and ate. Now Rosh Chodesh comes in, you say, okay, I'm going to fast 6 hours. I'm going to skip breakfast and lunch. I'll do supper. Work, and you take upon yourself official Tainus L'shos, which is a half a fast for half a day or whatever. Work or not work. So says the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham, it depends on if it's Daraisa Drabbanan. If it's Daraisa, it's usher to fast on a Tainus. You can't fast at all because it's a Moed. Just like you're not allowed to fast a half a day on Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to fast a half a day on Rosh Chodesh. If it's just Drabbanan. Okay, so Drabbanan, we say you're not allowed to fast a whole day, but a Chetzi day would be permitted. Halacha L'maisa, the Bir Halacha says that, according to everyone, we paskin, L'maisa, you're not even allowed to fast even half a day on Rosh Chodesh. Comes along the Arlet Zion and says that therefore you better make sure you eat breakfast on Rosh Chodesh. Don't think that you could just skip breakfast, because you may not even realize you're taking upon yourself a fast. I don't know, Chatzos, once they change the clock, is already, what, 12:20, right? How many people, you skip breakfast, you're not going to eat anything before 12:30. You basically have essentially fasted on Rosh Chodesh, which is a problem. Therefore, a person should make sure that they eat on Rosh Chodesh. The final point is, what about to tie it back into the Yahrzeit? So the Yahrzeit is a little bit of a separate sugya, but ties into over here. Shulchan Aruch says, if a person's Yahrzeit falls out on Rosh Chodesh, it's not in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it's in Rosh Chodesh, it's in other halachas, but Shulchan Aruch says that if a person's Yahrzeit falls out on Rosh Chodesh, he fasts the day before or the day after, he does not fast on Rosh Chodesh itself. The Ramah says, if a person's Yahrzeit falls out on Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't need to fast at all, because lucky that the Yahrzeit is on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it doesn't get kicked to a different day. I think the Velt is knowing that they do fast a different day for those people that actually fast on a Yahrzeit. They do fast a different day, but you can get out of that. The final issue is, what about if you get married on Rosh Chodesh, which anyone knows someone who happened at it? Yes, I know someone who happened at it. Yeah, if I got married Rosh Chodesh Adar, and therefore if you get married, I really got married the night after Rosh Chodesh Adar, you know, is going into Beis. So the Ksuba says Beis, but technically the wedding started on the day before was Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, based on that, this is a big heter. Since it's usher to fast on Rosh Chodesh, you definitely don't need to make that fast of the day of your wedding. Shkoyach.